papacy upon the throne of the earth. And we know from other prophecies in Daniel and in the book of Revelation that the papacy had a time prophecy connected with its history. A time prophecy, the most often referred to time prophecy in the Bible. Seven times is the 1260-year prophecy referred to one way or another in the Bible. And so when the papacy is introduced into the flow of events in Daniel chapter 11 and verse 31, it brings with it all the characteristics that other prophecies in the Bible have attached to the papacy. So we know that it has a 1260-year time prophecy associated with it, even if it isn't specifically identified here in verses 31 and onward in chapter 11. But when you get to verse 35, still speaking of the papacy, it says, "And some of them as understanding shall fall to try and to purge and to make them white, even to the time of the end, because it is for a time appointed." Based on the prior passages in chapter 11 and chapter 8 of Daniel, we know this time of the end and this time appointed. What's being said here in verse 35 is that when the papacy comes to control the world, there was going to be a time of persecution that was going to last until the end of the time prophecy associated with the papacy, until the end of the 1260-year time prophecy, which would be 1798. So this time prophecy is part of the story of the papacy. And when you come to verse 40 and it says, "And at the time of the end," we know that the time prophecy that is connected to this particular passage of prophecy, this passage about the papacy, the end of that time prophecy would be 1798. And Sister White says so much in Great Controversy, just 1798 is the time of the end. So what was being said here is that in 1798, the King of the South was going to push against the King of the North, push against him, and the word push used previously by Daniel, the Hebrew word means to war against. The King of the South was going to begin a war with the papacy. And one of the most important rules, if not the most important rule in Bible prophecy, needs to be applied at this point. Prophecies that are fulfilled, that come to pass before the time period of the cross, are understood in their literal application. Prophecies that come to pass after the time period of the cross are understood in their symbolic application. An easy example of that is that the prophecies that deal with Israel before the cross, there's a prophecy that mentions Israel, then it's speaking about literal Israel, but New Testament time period.